Here begins the Nun's Priest's Tale of the Cock, the Hen, Chanticleer, and Pertilote.
Once, long ago, set close beside a wood, meagre of look, a little cottage stood, where dwelt a poor old widow in a dale. This widow, she of whom I tell my tale, ever since the day when she was last a wife, all patiently had led a simple life. Small were her earnings and her property, but what God sent she used with husbandry, and kept two daughters and herself. Of sows, three and no more she had about the house. Also a sheep called Molly, and three kine. Her sooty hall and bower were nothing fine, and there full many a slender meal she ate. No poignant sauce was needed for her plate, no dainty morsel passed her throat. Her fare accorded with the clothes she had to wear. With surfeit she was never sick, but in a temperate diet was her medicine, and busy labour, and a heart content. Gout never kept her from a dance, nor bent with stroke of apoplexy was her head. Of wine none drank she, neither white nor red. Her board was mostly served with white and black, milk and brown bread. Of these she found no lack. And bacon or an egg was not uncommon, for in her way she was a dairy woman. She had a yard that was enclosed about by sticks, and a dry ditch that ran without, and there she kept a cock named Chanticleer. None in the land at crowing was his peer. His voice was merrier than the organ's tone that loud on mass days in the church is blown, and surer from his lodge his crowing fell than stroke of any clock or abbey bell. He knew by nature each ascension of the equinoxial circle arched above, for when 15 degrees had been ascended, he crowed, so that it could not be amended. Redder than coral was his comb, and all crested with notches like a castle wall. His bill was black, like jet it seemed to glow, like azure shone each leg and every toe. His nails were white, the lily flower is duller, and gold all burnished was his body's colour. This noble cock had under governance 7 hens to do all wholly his pleasance, which were his paramours and sisters dear, and in their colours matched him wondrous near, of whom she that was fairest hued of throat fairly was called Damosel Pertilote. Courteous she was, discreet and debonair, companionable, and bore herself so fair, ever since the day that she was 7 nights old, she hath the heart of Chanticleer in hold, locked in each motion, in each graceful limb. He loved her so that this was well with him. But what a joy it was to hear them sing in sweet accord, "My love's gone journeying," while the bright sun uprose from out the land. For this was in the time, I understand, when all the birds and beasts could sing and speak. So once it fell, as day began to break, and Chanticleer with his wives one and all was sitting on his perch within the hall, and next him sat this fair Dame Pertilote, that Chanticleer groaned deeply in his throat, like one that in his dreams sore troubled is. And when she heard this roaring groan of his, Pertilote was aghast, and cried, "Dear heart, what aileth you, that thus ye groan and start? What a fine sleeper! Fie now, fie for shame!" But Chanticleer replied, "I pray you, dame, take it not so amiss. By God, I seem just now in such a danger as I dreamed, that still my heart is strangely terrified. God bring my dream to something good," he cried, "and out of prison foul my body keep. Now I was roaming, so I dreamed in sleep, within our yard, and there I saw a beast was like a dog, and would have made a rest upon my body, and would have had me dead. His colour was between a yellow and red, and tipped his tail was, likewise both his ears, with black, quite different from his other hairs. His snout was small between 2 glowing eyes. Even now my heart